you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Welcome to the studio, Mary Ann Simpkins.
Yes, welcome to you, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? I heard something as I was driving in. Said, this is God's day. It wasn't, you know, not Sunday. Just, this is God's day. And I thought, yeah, every day. I love it.
Every day. Well, I don't know if you heard yesterday's announcement, and it'll be aired throughout today and probably tomorrow, but I have that special historic and exciting announcement. I actually filled the two-minute mailbag segment with the announcement. You helped actually script it out, and then I added the whole children's announcement, too, to make it an historic announcement and an exciting announcement. But I think to some degree we'll cover those five national awards that the Prime Life Times has received. We're still kind of basking or reveling or thanking God for that. It was the first time we ever submitted some articles, some columns, some submissions.
Some whole papers for kind of overall, too.
Yeah. And so we'll talk a little about that, but exciting times. Those were really special announcements that, you know, after a year of doing the paper, that we got five awards. And then I guess I talked a little about it on Friday. I did a solo program, gave Jason the day off, but after Thursday night's launching of the Great News Radio Children's Choir, I had a program with some children's songs and some fun songs, and then updated everyone that we had 18 children show up, and I think we had five or six that didn't make it that had signed up, and then a few walk-ins. So
that's great.
That's officially launched, and we're excited to see how God does it. I think last time I checked, it was 700 or 800 views of the children's choir. Holly took a little, like 17-second, I don't know, with her phone,
and
then
picture.
Gave it to me, and then I posted it. I don't know when I posted that, on Friday or Saturday, of Carolyn Todd kind of singing something, and
then the
children joined in. So that's been forwarded and passed on, and I hope it actually encourages some other children to join us this Thursday night. So there's still time.
Yeah.
We're just launching the Great News Radio Children's Choir, and we meet at 5:10 to 6:30. But this week, because a number of the parents said, hey, if you provide a light dinner, we'd come at 4:45 and enjoy that.
So I'd come at 4:45 for a light dinner.
So if you're around on Monday, so if you're around this Thursday, 4:45, probably be pizza and some other snacks. And but they did like the Pop-Tarts. You know how we had those Pop-Tarts that I've had for, I don't know, a month or two?
I do.
I'm like, I don't eat Pop-Tarts. And Holly got them for an event.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those got eaten.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By the kids?
So
that's funny.
It was like, we're great, get through these before they get stale or get old.
Well, Jason Gingle has been helping you with those Pop-Tarts,
too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Whenever he stops by, he grabs one sometimes.
I always point him, hey, if you want a Pop-Tart, because I don't eat the Pop-Tarts. But,
well, I saw the list laying on your desk. When you and I spoke, I think, was it last Monday? There weren't so many that had signed up. And then I saw that list. I'm like, oh, what happened?
Oh,
there's a group.
In fact, when I was in Israel and at that point, it was only like two signed up, and I'm like, Lord, did I miss the call here? Was the timing like off? I know we had the three fantastic, phenomenal directors, but maybe it wasn't his time. And so I was like second guessing, and I thought, well, I'll record. So while I was in Israel, I brought a microphone. I recorded three, you know, updated announcements and, you know, scheduled those to play. Some people are like, yeah, you scheduled it night and day. I was going crazy hearing it. But people started responding, and then a few more, then a few more. And then the week I returned, it's like we had like three this day, three more.
Yeah.
So I think over 22, 23 that are officially signed up, and then four or five just showed up. So
that's great.
We'll see who comes in this Thursday, but we're excited. Excited to see how God will use it. And the singing men this past Friday night sang the national anthem at the women's volleyball match.
I heard that,
And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be neat to have the children sing the national anthem at maybe one of these U of I games? Get them to be a real tight harmony. And I bet I could get them to the U of I to allow that to happen.
What an idea.
The Great News Radio Children's Choir.
What a cool idea.
So,
oh, my.
I think they're going to get to piggyback on some of the successes that the singing men had.
That's great.
And then we're still evaluating. I know it says on all the literature in the brochure that the children will sing two Christmas concerts with the singing men.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get the parents' perspective. Is it worthwhile to drive all the way to Danville to the Village Mall?
Oh, it's not because, that far.
Well, I know, but, you know, I wanted to see if that would be a deterrent, or are they like, oh, I'd love my children to sing at Marketplace Mall. It's locally. But we do have a few people from, like, Villa Grove and some outlying areas. Mm-hmm. It's not all just Champaign
That's
or Ban or Mahomet. But
longer drive, yeah.
We're going to get a consensus on, do they still want to do that, or do we target the 22nd of December at Marketplace Mall, and and then when the new year starts, other venues and options.
I just have to add one thing.
Yes.
Of course you took a microphone to Israel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
You took one everywhere, I think.
Yeah, Larry Bunning was my roommate. And
oh, dear, don't tell me you like, recorded Larry.
Yeah, well, no, one time at like, it was like 11:30 at night, Israel time, so I don't know, we're 8 hours ahead, so it was only like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, but taking a nap, okay.
Anyways, like Larry goes, how long are you going to record?
Oh,
I
that's
said,
funny.
Oh, Larry, I got to get this done, I got to get this transferred. And then
nobody's going to want a room with you.
Yeah, that's right. So we got that done, and then you have to schedule it and transfer it, and then, you know, put it into the system. But, I have one ice in my glove box.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway.
That was great.
Well, this exciting news that we haven't officially shared, I have a little radio announcement, but without the specifics, just that we got a first place, we got 2 second places, and 2 third places. At least you just think that they hand this out to anyone. In fact, in some of the categories that people submitted articles or stories or whatever, there was no winner, and I think there was a point system or something. So to even get third place, you had to meet a certain threshold, and however they evaluate that. So there were some categories that nobody even got an award, and so you could say, oh, they only got third place. Hey, third place was really good. That's with dozens and dozens of other papers that
submitted
articles.
It's like they only got the bronze at the Olympics out of thousands of people that tried.
Yeah.
So third place is good.
Even third place is a credit to our contributors, to the paper, to all the members that put it together. And so we're just very pleased. We're like, wow. And then to get the first place. And then I think I did a teaser on last Tuesday or something, but the first place was given to our very own Marianne Simpkins for her Delicious Destination series of stories. So that was like, wow, a first place. And then you got it being editor-in-chief and oversight of the paper. So that's pretty fun and neat and special.
It was shocking and it was exciting. And I just kept saying, glory to God.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
So we actually have the certificates. They're somewhere around here. I got to figure out what to do with
we
them.
We need to keep track of those.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
really, really need to put those in something important.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now it's in like this mailing envelope, but they're over here somewhere.
You set them on my desk. I set them back on yours.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to see them.
Thank you.
But maybe because you submitted some of these entries, you can read exactly what it was and the process was. They basically, for one of them, they wanted us to submit a newspaper from like a year ago.
Right.
And then like what we've done to improve it.
Yeah.
And so maybe walk us through some of this and then you can read what they had to say. Because I think we're going to go with one of their taglines. Because we were so impressed at how they kind of critique what our paper stands for.
They kind of did nail it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll read a couple, then you read a couple. How's that?
Okay. Okay, but what was the behind-the-scenes thing? So we knew there was this NAMPA Award, the North American Mature Publishers Association, and I had attended the conference right before we acquired this paper, like a year and a month ago. And Bill Gingold said, because you're going to be acquiring the paper from me and taking it over, why don't you go to this conference? And I thought, okay, this sounds great. Great timing to learn about the newspaper industry and how we can turn it into a ministry under Great News Radio or the Great News Media Group. And then as I was going up, I was thinking, hey, Bob Dickey's coming on board. Maybe I can get him to attend the meeting. It was the only 2 days he had, like, off and so forth. So he went up there, and we learned about NAMPA and being members of that organization, and then that they have this awards, because we sat through and they were giving out these awards to the different newspapers, and this paper in Colorado was winning these awards and all over the country. In fact, we were the only paper representing the senior market in Illinois. Now, there's other papers in Illinois, but that were attending the conference, but many of the other states were represented there. And so they were handing out these awards, and I looked at Bob, and I'm like, well, maybe we'll need to apply for this or submit some entries next year. And so you you sought through the listing of things that could be submitted and comparisons made and put that all together. I kind of handed that entirely over to you. And
yeah, you kind of did.
I washed my hands of it. But
great, is that how it was?
You spent a lot of time, you know, figuring out what articles, what to submit. And so we submitted some things, and we got a great response.
We did. We won second place in general excellence. And that was for, I sent in a number of the papers themselves, the whole paper. So they had to kind of go through all this. And we need to say that this was judged by a third party.
Yes. My radio spot. Yeah. I love this.
Oh, okay, you read
the
that.
Prestigious.
Okay, you just read
the
that.
The prestigious independent college, so it's like a third party.
Right.
College of Journalism at the University of Missouri.
Yeah.
So what NAPA does is they took all these various entries and then forwarded them or handed them off to the University of Missouri. And they're noted for their journalism school, their College of Journalism.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bob Dickey did right away.
He used a lot of people have.
Submit articles for the Eastern Illinois Electric Cooperative. And I guess they're really known for their journalism departments and
such. I guess
they're
like one of the top three in the nation.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that either. But so least you think that, you know, I have a good friend at NAPA, and they decided, let's throw Mark a bone here and give him a couple of awards. This was an independent third-party College of Journalism at the University of Missouri, and so they had a panel or a team of people that reviewed all the submissions. And like I said, there's a certain threshold that if you don't even reach, nobody got an award, and I think there was five or six categories as I was going through that nobody got anything, and some other categories where somebody just got like third and there wasn't a first or
I
second. So I was like, wow, that's unusual. But then that at least gave our awards more credibility or validated, wow, we really met some thresholds. So even third, even though I'm like, oh, I wish we would have more firsts and seconds. Thirds are great, too. So.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Mark. Yeah. What a great publisher you are. So the general excellence category, we got second place. And here is what they commented. This newspaper has a satisfying range of content that hits a lot of buttons, from news and nostalgia to advice about real estate, wellness, and money matters, history lessons, and personal essays. The writing has a smart sensibility.
What's it say?
The writing has a smart sensibility and a positive, uplifting spirit is evident throughout. The publication presents a model of continuity for readers by treasuring the past while fostering a vigorous, purposeful future.
Yeah, that's that final tagline they had that we really like, that it presents a model of continuity for readers by treasuring the past, which is what we do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And yet we want to foster, like they say, a vigorous, purposeful future. So as we acquired this paper just over a year ago, you know, it was targeted 50 and older, but we thought, let's put more energy and effort. And you had a lot of great ideas on how can we do that? How can we still stay true to those 50 and older that have enjoyed this paper for the last 27 or so years? But yet, how can we also engage maybe a younger audience or others that really see value in great content and stories? And so I think we really are hitting the mark by treasuring the past and yet fostering a vigorous, purposeful future. And you've always said, you know, Mark, let's get more energy in the articles, because even people in retirement homes don't want to just read about, you know,
the latest walker. No, they don't. I mean, they might want to know about it, but they'd love to know more about the subject they're interested in, whatever, history books, movies, you know. And, you know, Mark, that 50 plus, that's a huge group. I mean, you take from 1 year old to 50. Then you take, 20s and 30s. That's the 20s and the 30s. That's 20 years. But the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, I mean, that's like 40 years of people.
Yeah, and what did we
even
find
90s.
Out? That one statistic that the growth of the 50 and older is like 70%.
77.
Yeah, of the existing people. And so it's a huge audience.
Of the households in the United States.
Yeah,
I know
it. And I will say, a lot of the credit on the second place goes because you've had a vision. Now, those of you that have been around for the last year or so, when we prayed up, oh Lord, do we really want to take on a newspaper? And it's not something that I had any background in. And as I prayed it through, I said, Lord, you have to raise up a team. And I'm not a fleece guy where I throw down the gauntlet and say, okay, God, make this wetter, make this or make it clear. But this is one of those rare occasions where I said, really, Lord, I need you to confirm and to move this forward. And so one of my passions, I've shared this before, is that that editor-in-chief, which at the time I thought you would be great for it, not only embraces the paper, but has vision for it and has a passion for it and has the tools to pull it off. And so you've exceeded expectations, and you were the perfect person, and you personally invested a lot of brain power and ideas and thoughts and put this all together. So to get a second place in general excellence shows that this paper has come a long way. Now, it was a good paper, and it served a lot of people, and people enjoyed it, but I'm constantly hearing how people have said it's really improved and it's really engaging, and I can't wait to get the next edition. So I think that general excellence, I know you don't want to take any of the credit, but you have to take some of the credit because you were a catalyst or a moving force behind it. So kudos. Come on, everyone. Light applause for Mary Ann Simpkins. Light applause. We did that on the Israel trip. Light applause. So it's not like just light, like at a golf tournament.
Nice.
Light applause.
Nice.
So.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Okay, so that was general excellence.
Okay, well, it has been a remarkable team effort. So most improved, we got second place again. A bit of tweaking, a bit of deleting, a bunch of adding in the form of a new section, Lifestyles, adds more life to the Prime Lifetimes. The front page skybox was redesigned to more effectively use the space for information without crowding out the white space. That's a good thing. But the big change is the addition of the Lifestyle section, which gives readers more information that is more organized. It also allows sharing across the breakfast table. More is better.
Yeah, more is better.
It's your section B.
And then I think it was Bob or others were saying, hey, can we have a headline under like the Lifestyle so we can quantify or organize it a little bit better than just haphazardly having this kind of story here, this kind of story here. Mm-hmm. But I think most improved, too, is just the additions of the puzzles and the games and a
and
host of other wordsmith things. A whole variety. And then, like we've said, and I won't reiterate everything I've just said about what you've brought to the paper, but discerning, hey, how can we make it more interactive, more engaging, more interesting to read? Because you and I and a few of us talked about content will drive this. Yes, we want people to pick it up, so we need a great front page that is enticing, if you will, like the hook.
Definitely.
But then to keep them reading it and looking forward to it, we need to have excellent content.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so you've been really intentional on finding people and content to make it much more improved. So, most improved. And we didn't even get to submit some of our better papers.
Oh, I know. That's true. That's coming next.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, we can't wait for this next year. But I forget how the rotation on the papers that you could submit, it only went through like May or June or something.
It goes from June. No. Anyway, it cuts off at June.
Yeah.
So we start submitting for 2019 with our July 2018 paper.
Yeah. So there's a couple
next October
that
is
we
the,
think,
yeah.
wow, we
oh,
have
yeah.
some really winners coming
well,
up
we
that we're going to get to submit. So we are limited on some of the things we could submit, but we're very pleased. So we got second place in most improved paper from last year to this year. Oh, what's this column review? Tell me a little about this.
Review columns, yes. That's just when a person has a series in the paper that's always there that is like movie review or book review or a review of something ongoing that people kind of follow.
And so. This was our first place.
It
was. Wow. Delicious Destinations.
You came up with that title, sir.
That's the only credit I could get for that. I had
it was a good one.
Kind of had a vision for it and thought, like as you had talked about, breathing more life. And many people love to go out and eat.
I do.
So, yeah, that's certainly I do. And so the writing on this, Mary Ann Simpkins has a nice light touch and a keen sense of taste in her delicious destinations. I thought that was kind of a good play on words, too.
Yeah.
And her taste
that's
in
true.
Her delicious
that's
destinations.
A good point.
Keen sense. So that was a first place. Column is Delicious Destinations. And you might be tuned in for the first time and saying, now
what are we
talking
about?
This is a radio station, but they have a newspaper. Yeah, in God's divine sense of humor, I call it, he once again entrusted us with a new way to get the good news out. What's unique about this paper and why I loved it it because we're holding true to the original intent of it, is to be informative, engaging, and positive.
You bet.
And so we want to hold true to those three. It's kind of like our goals for the radio ministry, to educate, edify, and evangelize. Mm-hmm. And so this paper, 1 year now, in fact, this next month will be like into our second year.
It's our anniversary.
Our anniversary edition is going to be coming out in a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And we have seen where God has really basically was given to us, and we just wanted to take it further and then introduce all these 26,000. We're now nearing estimated about 30,000 monthly readers because we've already just about ran out of papers this month.
Oh, my word, yes.
And I've already put in the order for this next month for the November edition, and we're already getting people talking about the December edition.
I know it.
So,
well, Nancy Brain, they're just flying off the shelves of McDonald's and Beef House and places. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Indiana, welcome to the Prime Life
Hey,
Times.
Indiana, go, Indiana.
And then Illinois, you're sucking up a lot of papers, too,
we
appreciate that.
We have to mention the next one.
Oh, do we want to save those two?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll save those two.
Next time.
Maybe we'll share something on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow when we read another chapter from Memories of an African Son, and we'll finish this up. But, you know, again, all glory to God.
Absolutely.
How He's entrusted this Prime Life Times paper to us. It's a growing readership. We have more distribution locations than ever.
Yeah.
We're entertaining some new inroads in other towns and communities, and including new counties, and it just seems like people are really enjoying it. So if you've not read it yet, we highly recommend you picking up a copy. Stop by our website, primelifetimes.com, or for that matter, greatnewsradio.org, and then go to the About tab, and it'll take you to the Prime Life Times page. But we have over 200 locations where you can pick it up free of charge, and we do have a subscription. It's $30, and basically that just covers the postage cost. Mm-hmm. And when we get up to like 32 pages, it costs a little more expensive.
Yeah, so it does. We better get to work.
Yeah,
we got November coming.
Yeah, that's right. And then December, I'm working on some neat things. Nancy Brain had an idea about some business card size ads.
I saw that.
And reducing that so people can afford to have a little Christmas greeting or something. So we're going to move forward on that.
Yeah. I was at Curtis Orchard when I got that, and I meant to answer and say, excellent idea.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, there you have it. The Prime Life Times, the October edition, is still available in most locations. We're running out fast.
Yeah.
And we'll have this new edition, the November edition, coming out in a week and a half. So, 30 to 31st, so at the very end of this month. So there's still time to read the October edition. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
To God be the glory.